Item 855, request of Jamie Burrows to address council regarding ongoing positive benefits from recreation, arbitration, and community benefits.
Good morning.
Good morning. So my name is Jamie Burrows. I'm a recreation coordinator at Mount Scott and then Creston Pool during the summer.
Thank you.
I've been working since 1999, so this is my 19th summer with parks, the ninth that's full-time. And I just want to talk about what's happened over the last 4 years. Recreation has seen some huge changes in their staffing levels. We went from a workforce of about 80 full-time benefit employees with the arbitration that went up to about another 150. And then with the voluntary recognition that we experienced, we're looking at another 300 to 500 employees that will have the potential to have benefits, you know, better wages, all really good things. The impact of this is what this has had on us is how we deliver our services. It's been pretty positive and noticeable. We now have the robust workforce of benefited represented employees working at or living or working at living or near living wages. Instead of the high turnover rate we've experienced in the past, we now have employees that are celebrating annual like anniversaries, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, really long standing employees. The impact this had is, or that this has had on our patrons is continuity. So I just came from our weekly staff meeting. We have probably 60 to 70 lifeguards that train on a weekly basis for about an hour in the morning. And looking at them, I realized that over the 19 years that I've been working for parks, I've watched them grow up. So I taught their swim lessons, then I moved on to coach their swim teams, then I trained them to be lifeguards, and for a lot of them, I'm their first boss. So then they go on after that to become, you know, they go on to other jobs, they become productive members of society. It's really great to be able to watch that cycle and that continuity of patrons. You know, I get to know entire families. Like, we run out of families. I went through all their siblings, had all five of them, six of them, and now we're moving on to their cousins, their friends, etc. So it's a really neat cycle to watch. With that, those families then become employees, and that furthers the sense of community that is important to so many people in Portland. So we just wrapped up our last contract negotiations. I'm an active member of our union. I negotiated the last two contracts. I'm on the LMBC, the task matrix, the e-board, and I'm a steward for our union. So while it's easy to say that no contract is going to have what everyone wants on both sides, but this is a pretty good contract, and I really appreciate the efforts that we've had both on the union and as you as commissioners and the mayor to further those relationships that we have so we can have a good contract like this. It really is important. Some people haven't seen wage increases in well over 20 years. So we get our COLAs, but it's only what is done by the CPIW, so it's not an actual wage increase. So we received that this year, and that really tells us that you value us as employees, that you value us as much as we value ourselves and as much as the public values us. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mayor, can I just make
Fisher
one comment?
Fish, you bet.
First, thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on the contract. But I think there are now three former and current Parks Commissioners on the council. We had four in the last council, and I'm reminded that one of the most harrowing moments in our respective leadership is when we hear about an incident in a pool. And what the public doesn't really maybe know as much about is that with lots of people in our pools, the chances that a child or an older adult or someone would be in distress, you know, from time to time happens. And the good news is our highly trained and highly experienced lifeguards on a regular basis make life and death decisions. And I think we would be remiss if we didn't communicate our deep gratitude to the work of the lifeguards in our various rec centers.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
I just got back from spending some time with my family in England, and I just want to thank you for coming in on this first morning I have back to remind me why I like coming to work. And thank you for your partnership and that of Labour's 483.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So my second boss was somebody just like you. My first boss was the head of a kitchen where I was a dishwasher for 2 years, which was definitely the hardest job I've ever had, and I really mean it. That was a character-building experience. But working as a my recollection is I had to get a water safety instructor certification. So people who are actually lifeguarding and teaching swim lessons have to go on and get additional certifications.
Yep.
And teaching little kids how to swim, kids who are often afraid of the water, have never been in the water before, with their parents watching you like a hawk to make sure that you're treating their precious little one well. Was a tremendously gratifying experience and very important. And I remember the woman who I worked for was just wonderful. And so as you were talking, I was thinking of the opportunities you're opening up for young people in our community. And I was one of those young people. I'm really appreciative of it. So thank you for coming in and sharing a positive story. We appreciate it. Next item.